Attention, pleasure seekers. What if I told you there was a toy that was so iconic that it practically set the standard for all my favorite products? Allow me to introduce or reintroduce to you the Magic Wand. Dubbed the Cadillac of Vibrators, the Magic Wand is more than just a toy. It's a culture icon, a symbol of power and unapologetic pleasure. I mean, do you know any other toys that have been praised in Time magazine? Didn't think so. With a unique rumble that resonates deep within, the Magic Wand Original is not just a product, it's a trusted confidant. And it's a sure thing. Never had an orgasm? Try a magic wand. Never given your party a full body massage? Try the magic wand. Listen, it's rightfully earned accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I've been so obsessed with my magic wand, I even drilled holes in my bedside table so that she's always next to me in case I need her. Well, that was years ago. Because now there are multiple iterations of the magic wand, allowing you to pick whatever model fits your lifestyle. You can go wireless with the magic wand rechargeable, tiny with the magic wand mini, or micro. Micro's really mini. Or go for variety with the Magic Wand Plush. The best part though, all of them have the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original so popular. So if you're ready to make some magic, visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to cast a spell on the world. Magic Wand, not just a vibrator, an icon of pleasure.
You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can listen to all of our podcasts, sign up for our mailing list. You can, it's your daily sex information happening at sexwithemily.com. So thanks everyone, and thanks for becoming Friends with Benefits members. You can also find me on Facebook and Twitter, Sex with Emily. And I'm excited for today's show. We've got a special guest here, Pony Gold. Hi, Pony.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Okay, I got to tell you about Pony. So Pony was on my second show about 6 years ago. Because you knew so much about sex and dating and love and all that stuff. And we talked about a lot. I remember talking about anal sex with you in particular. But today, Pony has been doing amazing things since I've seen you last. You are a videographer of pornography.
Right.
All right. So we're going to get into everything that you've seen, that you've done, that you've witnessed. She's a photographer. She's done amazing photography that we're going to get into in a minute. Or Taboo, what is it? It's Taboo Hustler?
It's Hustler Taboo Magazine.
Hustler Taboo Magazine. These are the hottest photos. And I'm just so glad you're here today. So thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me. Gosh, it's just, this is amazing. I mean, we've come such a long way.
Both of us,
there's been a lot of changes in our lives.
I know.
It's just, you know, it's good to meet with an old friend.
It is exciting. I know.
Let's
catch up on everything. Okay, so first when you were on the show, I remember you used to work at a sex toy shop, right? Years ago.
Yeah.
And then I was like, wow, that's so cool. Like, I hadn't done anything. I was like, I mean, I've come a long way. You can't believe what I've done since we saw each other last six, you know, since we started 6 years ago. But now you work as a kink.com, which many people know. Tell me a little about kink.com if people don't know what it is.
Kink.com is a we make BDSM pornography. It's amazing. It's the most beautiful porn out there, I would say.
What is BDSM porn for people who don't know what that is?
Bondage sadomasochism, which is like, you know, whips and chains and floggers and all the, you know. We actually have a really wide range of fetishes. We have about 20 different websites.
Wow.
And all cater to different fetishes all around, as well as some little more vanilla than others. You know, we cater to everyone, so it's awesome.
What are some of the fetish sites?
Some of our most popular ones are fuckingmachines.com.
Fuckingmachines.com, I've heard of that, yeah.
Which is, you know, the lone lady and the big hunk of metal just pounding her. And it's really, really, really hot.
That's
website.
That's so hot. Okay.
We also have publicdisgrace.com, which is a public website. We go to different venues and bars and restaurants all around San Francisco and Europe. They do Euro tours.
Wow.
Where they – it's about public humiliation. And it's just a lot of fun.
That's so cool. So what kind of stuff do you shoot?
Well, what I'm shooting right now is I'm shooting for a website called Wired Pussy. It's like a It's a femdom lesbian website revolving around electrical play.
Electrical play.
Yeah, electricity. There's a slew of different toys out there with that can just shock you in different ways.
Have you ever been shocked?
Yes.
And how does it feel?
Lovely.
Really?
I love it.
Incorporate this stuff into your own sex life?
I have, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, working for the website, you want to know what are these amazing women going through? Because for one thing, electricity is a huge, you know, we grow up learning that it's dangerous,
right,
and that you shouldn't play with it. And so there are certain safety rules we have to abide by, which we do. But all in all, the toys that we play with are manufactured for this purpose.
Okay. They're manufactured for sex play. So what are they
like? They absolutely are.
What are they like, tasers or something? Or what?
We do play with tasers.
Okay.
Yeah!
That's so hot. Oh, my God.
You know what, though? And what I really love about Wired, too, is that there aren't any marks. You know, it's rare that you have a mark. A lot of models come in, you know, they shoot the next day. They have a shoot the next week, and they can't have any heavy marks. But this kind of, like, gives you that taste of pain that you've been wanting. And pleasure.
I don't know that I've been wanting it.
I don't know.
Do you think I want it and I don't know that I want the pain?
I'm not saying that.
Okay.
No, it's up to you.
But explain to me how it works. So walk me through one of your shoots. Like how long are the videos at Wired Pussy?
We shoot about 3 scenes, about 20 minutes each scene.
And it's just a woman being, like, is a guy or another woman
it's
doing
it? Female.
Female.
So lesbian.
Got
website,
it. Okay.
Yeah.
So are they shocking them each other the whole time? Or is it one person getting shocked and the other person? So how does it work?
Well, no, it's mainly just like one person is a submissive and the other is a dom. And basically the dom uses different electrical instruments on the submissive.
Wow.
And, you know, sometimes there's a story. Sometimes there isn't. Sometimes it's just like, just get right into it, you know. And the women that we work with on the site are experienced and really enjoy this. Like, they're really into it. And
right.
They love it. Some of them are newbies that are just really curious and they've never tried it before.
Wow.
And that, I think, is the most fun.
Really? So they're really on camera having their first shocking, literally shocking, shock.
And there's
experience.
Different toys, you know, and they range, like, they're adjustable. So, you know, you don't have to, like, shock the shit out of someone right away. I mean, it's very sensual. It's very, like, they incorporate, you know, the play with the electricity.
Okay. I got to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give me a login. Oh, I guess I could join.
Yeah.
Okay, so how did you get into this?
Well, you know, as you know me, I've been kind of involved for a long time
in the sex
now.
World, right?
Yeah, and I've kind of found the home, I suppose.
You love it.
I do love it.
We can't wait because King is it's the Armory building, which is this amazing building in San Francisco that has like all these different rooms, right? Like fetish rooms.
Oh my God, there's. It's a giant.
I'm
going
to have a heart
building.
Attack when we go. Yeah, I can't wait to go.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So what have you learned about your own sexuality, you think, by shooting this stuff, by shooting pornography?
Well, it's...
I mean, you know, I know you've known a lot, so you must have you must have learned a whole lot more because you were teaching me stuff 6 years ago.
Well, I guess I've just learned more techniques and more... I've opened my mind a lot more to different venues and different ways.
Like what?
Play.
Like what kind of stuff?
Well, electricity, for one.
Right.
I mean, that's the thing that... You know, I was working this website for a while and then I realized, gosh, you know, I don't know what these women are actually going through.
Right.
So I
want to
feel
it.
I want to know what it's like. And it's really cool. I mean, we have so many different instruments and they all feel different. And some of my favorite things are there's these little sticky pads. And I don't know if you've ever been to physical therapy before, but like they sometimes use these black sticky pads that they'll put on your muscles and it contracts the muscle. And it kind of helps you through. It like can kind of melt away knots in the muscle and things like that. So when we play with them, though, we just put them on a little more sensitive areas.
Oh.
You know, like between your thighs and like right on your pubic bone where it hits your G-spot. And
so does it bring you to orgasm?
Some instruments can. Yeah, there's this one called the Samurai where it's like an electrified dildo, basically. It's like a big metal dildo. And actually, we have different sizes.
Right.
But and what that does is it contracts the vaginal muscles as if you were having an orgasm. So when you naturally have an orgasm, your muscles tighten up.
Right.
This tightens your muscles for you.
Wow.
And that incorporated with like a vibrator on the clitoris is just like
I want.
Heavenly.
I'm like wanting to go back with you to the office
you
after this.
Try
that
it.
Is so hot. Can we do that? I feel like I should try everything.
It's so exciting. I mean, it's really exciting to me. You know, I think it's just so.
Is it ever too much pain for someone though? Are they ever like, that's too much? I can't. Like, it's not even sexual at that point, or.
No, I think a lot of people do, you know, purposefully push their limits. And that's kind of the whole purpose of the game is to see how far you can go.
Right, exactly.
How much can you take?
See, I've never done that. Like, I want to just be tied up at this point. Like, I just want, like, I want to start with the basics.
Yeah, and the purpose is not to break the person. It is to, like, have fun and have pleasure. And there's a lot of pleasure involved. So, but, you know, we are BDSM, and that is, like, the realm that we work within. And so,
like, all the videos are BDSM. Like, I know the one – what's the one called when the two women are wrestling and then one
– Oh, Ultimate Surrender.
Ultimate Surrender.
Yeah.
I want to watch one of those.
You have to go to a live show.
However they want, like, in the wrestling match.
You know they have live shows for that.
Yes.
We have
Can
live
I come?
Shows.
I mean,
yes,
you know what I mean?
Absolutely. And it's a free show.
Okay.
You don't have to pay to go. You just have to contact the website and contact the producer involved. And I think if you go to audience@kink.com,
okay,
you can apply for any. Because we do live shows for Public Disgrace, which is a lot of fun.
Okay.
And that is actually another website I've been working
what
for.
What is the Public Disgrace exactly?
Public Disgrace is we basically – walk a girl into a bar, a restaurant, anything, we just do various things to disgrace
her. Like for real, like you really have to get like do you get
random people? You know, it's like
what?
The general
like,
public is invited. Okay, so say where did we shoot last? We shot at the Knockout, right?
Okay.
So
what's the Knockout?
The Knockout is a bar.
It's a bar,
on,
right? Okay.
On Mission Street,
right?
And so we walk into the bar. It's Gia DeMarco, and she's actually in this magazine.
Okay, we're going to show those in a minute.
Yeah, and she's lovely. And basically, you know, we have a couple people on board. You know, Princess Donna is the director of that website. She does a great job. She presents the model to everyone. And basically, what I like to say is that it's a human petting zoo. You actually... this beautiful woman we brought in, you can touch her and like spank her and whatever her
so
limits.
So the people who
by.
Are actually sitting in the bar participate?
Yeah, they do.
Wow. That's
it's really hot. And to me, it's almost like a social experiment because when I arrive on set, you know, a lot of people are just like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to do anything. I'm
just going to
hang out over here in the corner. But then once they kind of feel comfortable, you know, that's the thing. What I really love is that we make people feel comfortable with their own sexuality.
Right.
They see what's going on. They know the model is okay with it. The model is like – the model, what I love the most, is has all the power. She looks like she's submissive and that she's doing things for other people.
Right.
But in reality, she at any time can say, I don't like that. We encourage them to do so, you know, and we're watching over them the whole time, making sure that they're happy and things are going the way that they want them to. It's like you can live your ultimate fantasy through us, knowing that it's like
protective. Can anyone though? Can
anyone? Can.
What do you mean anyone? Like you guys
anyone.
Take all
well,
models
you know,
off?
Say you're beautiful.
Oh.
You know, we would obviously love to shoot you.
That would be fun, but I don't know what I would do. I would
so say if you were to, you know, apply and be like, Donna, I really love to do Public Disgrace. And we have you on the show, basically, and you'll fill out a list of things that you don't want.
Okay.
You're like, this is what I don't want. This is what I want to happen. This is what I don't want to happen. And we just, like, really, you know, respect you. And that's basically how it goes. Like, we just abide by anything that you say.
What would your advice be for someone who wants to get into, like, bondage and stuff? And they have, like, we're talking basic beginners. Because kink is kind of like... people watch it.
Really,
what if someone's watching? They're like, I'd love to do that, but like, how do you even start?
You could start small.
Like how?
I know that you've talked about this before. You know, like little
not
things. You know, just start with like small amounts of bondage. See how you feel being tied up. See how it feels to be dominant. See how it feels to be submissive. And you know what? You don't always have to be in bondage to experience that.
Right. Exactly. Right. Okay, good. So I'm just curious because some people are like listening to this and they're like, whoa, that's so out there. But I kind of like, you know, to be a little like tied up or something.
Right. So, well, it doesn't have to be as extreme.
Exactly.
As
like
go.
This is extreme. And
yeah,
it's
these
amazing
are experienced set. People that we work with, right. You know, and we are experienced and we know what we're doing. So it's kind of like, don't try this at home, kids, you know, sometimes.
Right. I just wrote a book called Hot Sex. Mm-hmm. And there's some models that are kink models in our book. Like that, but they become illustrated, so you can't really tell who they are. But they use some models I know that had also been at Kink. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's cool. I should have brought you a copy of it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what would you say is, so what else have you, like, you know, I know you know so much about sex, but what have you learned about, like, female sexuality? Like, is there anything that you've seen pushed or, like, stretched the limits of women that you've seen that really has turned you on or that you've learned or that you could share?
Crying. I don't know what it is. I don't know why. When you said that, the first thing that came to mind was crying.
That people crying during sex?
Yeah, or crying during, I mean, during the websites that I work for and, you know, in general, like, especially in BDSM. That's one thing that's really woken me up because I've kind of always, we naturally associate crying with something negative, you know, like
right.
Something wrong is happening or you're uncomfortable or you're not having a good time. And one thing that I've really experienced personally as well as publicly is crying is like this really amazing release.
Right.
And when you're at a point where you are overwhelmed, which is how it's kind of supposed
yes.
to go, you know, like
yeah.
we're supposed to like push you to your limits. And when you get to the limit, sometimes there's a little button in your head that gets pushed. It's like a subconscious
right,
thing.
Right.
It kind of almost for me, the times that I've cried, it's almost like brings me back to being a younger kid where you're just like,
right.
I'm in trouble.
Right.
I don't know. And then, yeah, and then the beautiful thing is too, is when you do start to cry, there's so much support behind you and there's so much like positive influence in that of like, all right, you're doing great.
Right.
And,
right.
you know, and they often like the models that we work with are so in tune with themselves that we are able to cry and that's okay.
Right.
And
it's
that's
totally fine.
Something...
A lot of people cry from sex after sex or before,
right.
during orgasms or whatever.
And, well, I think, you know, in a typical situation, that's like, whoa, what's going on? Are you, what, you're psycho. You're weird. What's
right,
going on?
I
don't understand. And
judgments.
That was something that I had. Yeah, it was like a little bit of judgment before I started working for this company. And now I realize like the process of processing.
So a
pain.
Lot of times you're saying the models are crying on camera?
Yeah, sometimes.
It's part of the shoot,
it
right?
It happens sometimes,
right.
yeah.
Which is... Yeah, normal.
Which I think is just, it's beautiful sometimes. Oh my God. It's just, because it gets them deep inside, you know, they're so just inspired. And they're, most of the time, it's like out of like, you know, you get in their head. And
right.
it's such a mental fuck sometimes.
Right, right. It
oh
is.
My God.
Wow. That's, I mean, so many
that's
people
powerful.
Don't experience any of this stuff in their sex life, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they
it's
don't...
expanding your mind, I'd say.
Right. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So what about, so you shoot the scenes. Do you get turned on ever when you're watching it?
Oh, absolutely.
You do?
Oh, yeah. I
it's
wouldn't
never
be
just
doing
like,
it.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. I wouldn't be doing it if I didn't love it, if I didn't think it was hot.
Okay. And now you're
yeah.
married, right?
Mm-hmm.
And do you hook up with women yourself?
I do.
You do? Like women you meet at work and all that stuff?
You know, at sometimes.
Or wherever. That's
not really necessarily who I work with.
Right.
Like, I maintain like a really professional relationship.
Right, exactly.
So I don't.
So do
really,
you? Is it you and your husband?
But in my personal life, outside of work, yeah, I do.
And you always have?
Have oh
you
yeah,
always, have you always talked about this
ever
okay.
since I started having sex in general.
Wow, and you're mm-hmm. and with your husband too, or separate?
Yeah,
that's
and
hot.
Both. I mean, both separate.
Right, and it's totally fine. He's fine with that.
It is good. You know, it's a case per case basis. It's negotiable. Like any relationship, sometimes you feel. A little threatened by one person or another. And,
Right. You have to have really honest, open communication.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. So what would you say, so if you've been with women and you perform oral sex, would you have any like good oral sex tips that you can share?
With
what
women?
Do you think what do you think guys need to know?
I'm still learning.
Come on. But what would be something that you're like, why don't more people do this? So this is just a good tip that comes to
you. Can I confess to you really
yeah.
quick? So I'm a woman, right? And I have a vagina and all. But I still feel confused sometimes.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
Do you like when you're down there and you're just like, does she like this? It's like sometimes communication isn't really all that fabulous.
Right.
And
you have to communicate what you like.
I guess you kind of do. And I have to admit that I do get confused still sometimes.
Right. Yeah, that's confusing.
I'm going down on a lady.
So guys should feel better that women get confused by vaginas
absolutely.
Too. Like, you're not the only ones who get confused by vaginas.
Men too. You know, sometimes I'm like, is he liking this? I mean, I'm just like, I'm trying to be perceptive, but I do have some
confusion
issues.
It's like there's a lot going on down there. And it's like, not, and every woman is different. What about when you're performing oral sex on a man?
Yeah, I think the general, you know, for me, a general rule from when I am in the process is like, just take it slow.
Yes.
And then just feel it out.
I always tell everyone, slow down. I always tell guys, like, you should go 5 times slower than you think you should.
Yeah.
And then speed up. Yeah. And then speed up.
From there.
And then slow down. And then speed up. And then slow down. Yeah. God, I'm sure this has just done wonders for your sex life. And I love that you're still married and all that. I asked you that. I'm like, are you still married? I assume, whatever. But that's so cool that he's, like, supportive and it's all working out.
He's really – God, this – I – I'm a fan of marriage. I'm a fan of this marriage anyway.
That is so good.
We're doing really well. I'm so in love. He's my rock. He's like, I was really nervous before today and he took me out to lunch. Fed me a couple glasses of wine.
You were nervous to be on my show after you were my guest number two and I've got like 300 shows.
Always.
Oh my God.
You're amazing, Emily. Of course I want to.
Oh my God. You're always the best. I was like, oh my God, you're going to be on my show. And I remember we were talking about anal sex like on the second show and I was like, How do you perform anal sex? Or like, what do you say? And you're like, start small. I'm like, small penis? And you're like, no, small finger, small thing. And I just remember you've always been so informative and helpful on the show.
I've just always identified with
that. What are some other good sex tips over? I know. It's so good. What are some other good sex tips that you can share? Anything. Anything that you've seen, that you've learned. It doesn't have to be like personal, but like just stuff that you...
Well, another thing I'm really... Well, I don't know about tips, but I'll tell you what else I'm into.
Yeah, Doug. Yeah, do it. Tell me.
Is oral sex, like anal sex for men. I'm really into
how do you? How come guys are so freaked out that they're going to be seen as gay if they have anal sex?
Oh, they're not. In fact, I'll just tell you, I did have sex with a man the other night, and he had sex with me first, and... And all of a sudden he looked at me and he was like, do you have any dildos? And I was like, what? I do, but for what? And I also own a strap-on. And he's like, oh, I would really love it if you fucked me. And I was like, I absolutely would.
Wow. And yes. had you done it before? Oh, yeah.
I have done it twice.
Okay.
Before on camera.
Oh, so you've been...
Well, I was, you know, I have my limits. Okay. But I have done it. Yeah, I've had fucked guys in the ass on camera.
Oh my God.
Before.
So what was that like?
Amazing.
Okay. Wow.
So much fun.
And had he had that before?
The guy I recently was with? Yes.
Okay.
He loves it. So he obviously, I mean, when he asked me, he knew what he wanted. You know, he was like,
so you have,
he
was, walk he was me so through the whole thing. Because I've never done it to a man, to be honest.
Uh huh.
Okay. So you strap it on the strap on. You strap it on around your, I love your laugh. I forgot about your cute laugh. So you strap it on, it's like a waist belt, and then it's got a dildo coming out.
Right.
And then you use lots of lube, right?
Yeah.
And then you just.
I approved the size. I'm like, is the size okay with you? He said yes. And, he was so cool about it, so casual, because he had done it a bunch of times before.
Right.
And he is also someone who is incredibly comfortable with his own sexuality. He also is a porn star, and he has done this a million times before, so he just knows what he's doing. So that was really comforting.
So does he have an orgasm from you penetrating him? Is he even orgasm that way?
Oh, I didn't tell you the whole
story.
No,
you did. Go back up. Start over. Okay, so
So we chose the dildo. And I put on the strap on and I was giggling, of course, like the whole time. So I was just super excited because I've never really done this in my personal life.
Right.
And the two other times I'd done it before was in front of the camera, which I'm not normally in front of. It's just, you know, it was someone was having a party and I was given that opportunity. I'm like, of course I will.
Right.
So this is my first personal time ever doing it. And like, I was so excited and nervous, and I'd had sex with this person before, so that was familiar. So, God, what happened? So, yeah, I just immediately got into it, and I was talking all this shit. I'm like, I'm going to fuck you just like you just fucked me.
Wow.
And at first, I was like, I'm not going to fuck you until you make me come. So he made me come, and then we got the thing, and then I –
How did he make you come? Did he
– He just fucked me.
Right, okay. Awesome.
It was just more for me, it kind of felt almost like a dominant thing where like, well, I'm not gonna fuck you until you make me come. And then after you make me come, then I'll do it.
Right.
So I got mine.
That's so hot. I just got turned on. Okay.
And then I was just just whispering in his ear, you know, just, I'm going to fuck you like you fucked me. And just I think we did doggy style to start off with.
Okay.
And we were on the couch. So he was kind of up on his knees and I had my arm just wrapped around his neck. And I was just like,
wow.
It was amazing.
That is so hot.
Really hot. And wow. He's super hot too.
Wow. I'm sure. He's a porn star.
And it was great because there was another position that we took where I was on the bottom and he was on top and I was jerking him off and he came all over both of us.
Wow.
It was so hot. And I was thinking to myself, what a man.
Right. What a man.
What a man.
So then why are guys so intimidated by you? Like in the male, like why not just try it? Like I just feel like guys think that like it's only for gay sex, but they have the male prostate. I mean, they can have orgasms that way and it can feel amazing. I mean, they might not like it, just like some women might not like anal sex, but how do you get straight men to know that this could feel like this could be a really good thing? Like find a partner that you feel safe and comfortable with and you could start with a finger. Right?
You could start small.
Start small.
I've just been with my partner. I've been like kind of trying to coax him into
it. He won't
do
it.
And some people like it and some people don't.
Right,
like,
right. It's okay. Not always that you have to like it, but what if it is this thing that you rocks your world and you never try it?
Right.
Right. That's amazing.
You should try it. All men should try it. I really do think so.
Pony knows. Pony gold. I love it. Okay, so sounds really, really fun. So what other kinds of things? So what did you do on camera when you were on camera?
When I was on camera, you know what? The majority of my – it was a big party. So it was for – the two times that I did do it, it was for this particular website called Divine Bitches.
Okay.
And Matrice Madeline is the director for these sites. And she is amazing.
Okay.
Beautiful. No plastic surgery,
right.
Like honestly, naturally, celebrity gorgeous
okay.
to me, you know? And so she throws these parties every once in a while
fun.
Where the women are the doms, you know, it's a femdom website and the men are to worship them. And it's just so much fun and so empowering. It's such a refreshing
right.
take because, you know, we're used to like men dominating women and whatnot. And this woman has just taken the reins and it's just made these... She does Divine Bitches as well as Whipped Ass, which is another lesbian femdom website. She just is just rocking it right
so
now.
So what happens? So men are performing on you? Men are performing sex on your oral sex or whatever? Or
the parties involve different guys. They're available for certain services. Like one guy in particular is personally really into pain, so we'll use him as the pain slut. And another guy really loves getting fucked in the ass, so we'll all fuck him in the ass, you
wow.
know? So the party goes in stages, like four different stages. But meanwhile, there's other men running around, like getting drinks and giving massages and just pampering.
That is so fun.
And they're
I
so
wanna go
kind.
To that party.
The boys are so kind and sweet and loving, and it's just a lot of fun.
And your husband is cool with all this.
He is.
He married you. He knows.
He knows, man. Yeah.
People can have relationships that are healthy and happy and still have experiences outside of their marriage.
But they're also, I'll be honest, is green light, red light.
Right.
You know, some people he doesn't like, and when he doesn't particularly like someone, then I have to abide by that
right.
and be respectful.
So you have to prove it. You talk about it first, and it's not like
right.
you just do it. You're
it's
like,
not
oh.
a, our relationship is not a free for all.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's
I don't
good.
Just
that's
like
healthy.
Go around screwing and I want to want, you know,
right,
and he
right,
doesn't
right.
go around screwing everyone he wants, but we consult each other.
That is so healthy because I think, so would you say that you're in a polyamorous relationship then?
I guess I would.
Yeah. Or
yeah.
an open relationship. Because I've been thinking about that for myself. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I'm still trying to figure out what kind of relationship I want.
You've been talking about that for years, actually. I'll say.
Oh,
that
my
is
God.
One thing
we've
I remember.
We've got this so many. Because men is like every day is like, that's just what you want. But I don't know. I mean, I've experimented with it. I've been more open with guys, but I've never.
Have you been with the ladies?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah?
I've been with women.
That's exciting.
I know. Had I not when I met you? Had I not never been before?
I don't know. I don't
I can't
think
remember.
I knew that.
I can't remember if I had before. I think I had before, but not more recently, I guess, in the last 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Sex suddenly opens up many doors.
Of course.
As you know, being at kink.com probably opens up
yeah,
many
you
doors
open your
and
mind.
Many orifices. Many orifices and many doors. So what about, I'm trying to think what else. So where do you... Okay, first, let's talk about your photography. I want to show your photography here. So this is Taboo Magazine.
Yeah, so, you know,
these are the hottest photos.
Well, the past 2.5 years I've been doing videography as well as photography for kink.com, and I have learned so much. Lighting design, positioning, composition, everything.
Yeah, so you hadn't done that before because you were editing before, right? Or you were...
Well, I was doing production assistant work, which does involve photography.
This is hot.
I know, those are really hot photos.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And so, you know, Taboo came to Kink and wanted to work with us. They wanted to do something. They wanted to feature some of our work because we really focus on being authentic, real authentic BDSM.
It is real. I mean, it's real. Like, people are really – okay, I'm showing this to the camera
this
now
woman,
if you guys are watching the show. Look at these photos. They are beautiful. Can you see? Okay. And this is – it's hot. And these were shot at Kink. So – I love this one when she's swallowing his when she's got her cum, his cum coming out of her mouth.
I know everyone loves that photo.
Look at this.
They just think
the cum is coming out of her mouth. She just swallowed his cum in this photo, and then it's coming out of her mouth. I mean, you've really caught a moment. These are beautiful photographs.
This is a hard shot to take. The actual
cum shot.
The cum shot itself is really hard to take.
Do you know when you're shooting this part? So this is Taboo Magazine. You can check her out. You're going to be doing more photography.
Yeah. This is a September-October issue, and it may still be around.
Oh, my God.
Sure.
It just came out then.
Yeah. It just came out. And then the next one's coming out in March.
Okay.
That's Holly Hart and Cyrus. It's like a medical kind of shoot.
Okay.
Based in the in the padded cell that we have at the Armory Building,
right,
which you will see.
We're going to come check out the Armory Building. I cannot wait. There's like – I remember the padded cell. I remember the medical room. In the old building that they have.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I went to that one, but I've never been to the new one, which is like this epic. And now they're going to open up tours. People can go, right?
Yes.
Anyone
they
can
have.
Go.
They do currently have tours.
Okay.
You can sign up. Cool. I think it's armory@kink.com.
Okay, cool. Everyone should check that out. So any final sex tips or anything that you would like to share with our people listening that they should know about sex and what you've learned? Anything to impart? Wisdom? What's your biggest turn on?
You know what I would say? I would say try everything twice.
Try everything twice, not just once. I always say once, but twice, why not? You might not like
twice
the first time.
Twice is good, because the first time it's a little awkward. It's a little scary and strange, depending on what you're doing.
Okay.
But the second time, you know, you're a little, I've done this before, and let's open our minds just a little bit more and see if you can enjoy it.
I love it. Thank you so much, Pony Gold.
Absolutely.
It's so great to see you.
You
I'm
too.
So happy you've been on the show. I mean, seriously, it's been years. Like, she was like my second guest. I was like, you know a lot about sex. Come be on my show.
Oh, my God.
And now it's like a whole nother level. So congratulations
on
your success.
More. Yeah.
There's so much more.
There's so
okay,
much
well,
more.
You have to come back again.
So well, we'll thank bring you people for being next time, too.
You know, next time you bring that. Okay. You're going to come on with the models next time.
Well,
like
you know,
tomorrow.
Next time, who I would really love to bring two particular models. So one of them is Matrice Madeline and the other is Bobby Starr, which they're both doing really amazing things right now.
Okay. That would be amazing. That would be – let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, Pony. And thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter, Sex with Emily. And they can check out – what are the sites that you work for in particular?
For Wired Pussy. And Public Disgrace.
PublicDisgrace.com. Okay, check it out. So thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.